It really leads into what I want to talk to you tonight. They're that way because of our example. They're here.
Amen. Praise you, Lord.
Our kids are like that because they see their parents. And I praise the Lord for Christian parents. And you should praise the Lord for your Christian parents if you had them.
Amen.
And those of you that didn't have that blessing, that tremendous blessing from the Lord, you walked in these doors, and I wanted to key on a couple, three men and women tonight in this group, because they've been your spiritual parents. I know we say we're here to exalt the Lord, and I think we're exalting the Lord when we call out some people that appointed you to the Lord and been your pastor. Paul did a lot of writing in the scriptures. He put a lot of ink in bringing up people's names and saying, I salute that brother, this brother.
Amen.
And tonight I don't know this. I've lost all control of what the thing was all about.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, brother.
God uses men and women to lead us, to guide us, to pick us up when we go down. God calls out somebody. He says, you're going to pastor a flock. You're going to take care of some people. He calls out a man or a woman. He says, you're going to be the sister that's here in the corner praying for these young ones coming up. And they may not have a place of prominence in the congregation, but they're mighty important. I wanted to, this whole thing has been going through my mind, and it's for several months now. As you know, Brother Lindell is had a bout with an illness. It's a pretty serious thing. Something he's going to carry the rest of his life, and it might end his life early. Prematurely, I think they say. And Brother Dale, my father-in-law.
Amen.
He's got cancer. And, you know, the prognosis at this point seems good, but it made me begin to think, what's going to happen when these men are no longer here, or they're not able to carry on? Who was it you called? Who was it you called up when things are going rough in your marriage? You were a strong Christian, but suddenly something faced you that you couldn't handle. You call up somebody and you talk to them. You call up your father in the Lord. You call up your mother in the Lord. Not irreverently, but this is someone that was your counselor, the Barnabas, as was talked of the other night. Who did you call? You called one of these men and one of these women that made a commitment, made a decision years ago that come what may, they're going to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. They're going to be a servant to the congregation. They're going to do what needed to be done to uplift the flock, the gray, as it's called in Spanish. And I ask you, Brother Lindell, how many times have you been in a knockdown fight with your wife? Just, you're really after it. And the phone rings and somebody's got a petty problem in their marriage. Because of the decision you made years ago, you put your fight on hold and go over and deal with someone else. Brother Dale, how many times have you been wondering what to do with your children? They've run into some troubles. You're having trouble controlling them. And you get a call and someone's having a problem with their son or their daughter. And you go over and counsel and deal with them. To me, I'm having problems with my marriage and my children. You guys go on hold. I'm afraid that's mostly the truth. I might come if you call, but in my heart, I'm still back there where my problems are. I see that these men have done a couple of things. I see that they made a commitment and a decision long before the problems came. They decided, this is what I'm going to do. This is my service to the Lord. This is my responsibility.
Amen.
And I praise the Lord for men and women. There's a whole list of them back in Michigan that had a great influence on my life.
Amen.
They led me. They helped me. They were there when I needed them. And I see also that they're promised believers. They believe the promises.
Amen.
They're walking on their feelings. It isn't possible. It isn't possible for them to, in their feelings, be the pastor. It isn't possible in their feelings to contribute to labor in your behalf when things are going bad in their life. If they don't believe the promises, they took the word of God as their guide and as their leadership. And it all comes down to this. Which one of us, which of us are willing to make that decision tonight? To make that commitment. By the grace of God, there's some young men and women here that have done that. And I really believe they have.
Amen.
But who's to say that that's all we need? If a couple, three men with this decision can raise up a group this size of fine Christian young men and women who are interested in the gospel, how much more could 30 or 40 raise
Amen.
Up? I'm not at all concerned. I believe the Lord Jesus Christ raises out of His church what He needs. I know that God is raising up young pastors right now, some that you might not even consider to be pastors, but they're being prepared now to take this step.
Amen.
They haven't been proven, but by the grace of God, they will be, and they will stand. I have full confidence because I believe in some promises in the Bible.
Amen.
But I want to ask you, maybe we're playing around, some of us. Some of us haven't made that commitment, aren't believing in that decision. So many times, I think one of the biggest problems that I've had, and maybe some of you, is that it takes victory, a constant victory to keep our spirits up, to keep us believing in the promises. We have to be constantly winning the battle. These brothers weren't constantly winning the battle. These brothers weren't constantly the ones who never had a problem in their life. They probably had more problems than you've had. But the fact is, if victory keeps you, you aren't living by faith. And if it takes victory to keep you, the problems will destroy you. If the problems that come up in your life can shake you, you can't help the next guy.
That's right.
Oh, in a time or two, you might be able to be there with just the right time and then spirit, but the Lord needs men that are constant, day in, day out.
Amen.
The consistency. I never have a doubt that if I'm in trouble that I can't call one of these men. Which one of us are going to fill the gap? Which one of us are going to take our place leading the Lord's flock? I've been real burdened with this, and I'm not ready. We're going to need some prayer. We're going to make some decisions, and we're going to have to make that commitment that I'm going to live in the promises of God.
Amen.
I'm going to give my life for the flock, for God's people, and we need some pastors. We're talking a lot about missionaries. We're talking a lot about going out evangelizing. We need pastors. We need men and women. Oh, you could be an evangelist and a pastor at the same time. But we need men and women who say, I'm going to take care of you. You may not be able to be the pastor of the whole congregation, but you can pastor one. You can pastor your children, as we saw tonight. These children are going to need a pastor in the Lord.
Amen.
They're going to need spiritual guidance. They're going to need someone that's going to be there with the Word of God, always, in season and out of season, despite the problems that are around, to say, here's the right road. I'll leave that with you tonight.